Hundreds of Jacksonville High School students gathered at Edward Waters College Friday for the third annual Operation Save Our Sons Summit. The day's events reinforced why the summit was started in the first place, to challenge young men to think differently.
This is going to be an amazing day.
Bishop John Guns of St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church on the north side organized the summit and chose the theme, Young Lives Matter, bringing in speakers, the mayor and superintendent of schools, and working with the high schools to bring the students. Those students have two things in common. They're all male and nearly all black. Guns says there's a culture of death and violence pervading the city, and the summit is a step to turning that around.
This is about you. We're tired of burying you guys. We're tired of giving you away to the streets. We're tired of giving you to jail cells.
The students break into groups by grade level, mixing the different schools together. Speakers talk to the groups about values, respect for authority, and the value of education. The goal is to give the students strategies for managing life, managing conflict, and making good decisions. Bishop Guns.
And our goal is to plant seeds, to cause them to think, to cause them to rethink, and then ultimately, when they get in certain situations, for them to make the right decision to live.
Some of the students are visibly moved by the messages. Jackson High School student Clemmy Gibson says he appreciates the effort. He says if he were around positive people like these speakers more often, it would make a big difference in his life.
I feel like they're really trying to help us and keep us out of trouble.
But the goodwill doesn't get through to everyone. A scuffle breaks out between students at rival high schools. Police and community leaders separate them and use the moment as a teaching tool, trying to get the students to think and rethink what violence is really going to solve. A tearful Bishop Guns calls for everyone to come into the basketball gymnasium. In the end, all of the students join Bishop Guns in the center of the basketball court in a prayer for guidance and unity. On the way out, one student tells me, "We didn't come here to listen. We just came here to fight." Peter Hayden, WJCT News.